We will hit the phones with you in a moment. This is the first chance you've had on the show to weigh in on the series with Carolina. Your thoughts, your expectation for the Caps in round two. So Caps fans, line them up at 800-636-1067. We'll be coming to you in just a moment. Danny, after being heavy favorites in round one, the Caps are now sizable underdogs.
They are.
Going into round two, they have home ice advantage. Games one and two tomorrow night, Thursday night at home. By the way, we'll be at City Tap House, a couple blocks from the arena, ahead of the game on both Tuesday and Thursday. John Walton of Caps Radio fame is going to be live with us on site at 3 o'clock tomorrow, so you can come on by and kick it with us and JW if you want to. But Danny, what is your gut feel going into this series?
I don't feel great. This to me is the kryptonite. This to me is the weakness or the Achilles heel, whatever you want to use, of the Capitals roster construction, playing style, age, experience, and everything else. It's not necessarily unbelievable dynamic offensive creativity. There are teams that are more prolific in terms of scoring goals or creating chances, or high quality chances rather. It's that the thing I always talk about. I just call it speed. It's not. It's the relentless use of the speed. It's not just open ice where, you know, two guys racing for a puck. One out of every three games you see that someone trying to prevent an icing or something like that. It's not what I'm talking about. It's there's never any room or time. It's the pressure. And the pressure never, ever stops. And they get momentum back, and the ice gets tilted, and the Capitals have that long-standing playoff thing where they can't get the puck out of their own zone, and then those goals feel inevitable, right? Where they're just constantly peppering you, poking at your wall and at your defense. So to me, they're pretty good. B, they play this Brendan Moore style and taking on his persona, I think, as good as any team around. And he's willing to be the bad guy, kind of play that Tortorella role and say inflammatory things that supports his team and pisses off the opponents and their fans, et cetera. They're going to agitate. They're going to be a pain in the butt. This, to me, is kind of the thing that I'm afraid of when I think about the Capitals, is this group.
So the Caps this year scored 14 more goals than did Carolina. They allowed 7 fewer goals. They were better offensively. They were better on the defensive end of the ice. They got better goaltending statistically. So kind of in all of those areas, they were better. You go, why is Carolina so heavily favored? And the answer is that the deeper numbers, the peripheral, what we could call analytics or deep dive kind of nerd numbers in hockey, suggest that Carolina is the better team. If you look at things like expected goals this season, the highest in the NHL for Carolina, right at about 55.5% of goals scored in their games. Should have had a 55-45 edge. The Capitals, as an example, were 50.5%, a little under 51%. If you look at that shot attempts for Corsi, similarly, Carolina, 59% of shot attempts in their games, 41 for opponents. The Caps were almost dead even at 50-50. So Carolina is going to control the puck a little bit more. They're going to shoot the puck more often than the Capitals do in this series, which requires really good goaltending, obviously. And then if you look at the actual playoffs, which maybe are more relevant than the regular season, although it's hard after just one round because you don't know how much of it is the opponent or the matchup, what have you. The Hurricanes, 36.6 shots per game in the first round. Led all NHL teams in the first round of the postseason. So Logan Thompson's going to have his work cut out for him. On top of that, they're better on special teams, in my opinion, than Washington. Their power play ranks 5th among playoff teams. Their penalty kill is number 1. They killed all 15 opportunities against the power play against Ottawa in the first round. Now the Caps, with Ovi from his office, have a better power play, obviously, so that bodes well. But they're an elite penalty-killing team. They were the best in the sport all year. They're pretty good, I think, as well on the power play. And you've mentioned the speed. The Caps are like faster than, you know, you like to call them heavy, and they are. They happen to be both right now. They're both fast, where they have a lot of guys who can skate. Bevilier on the top line can fly. Second line, McMichael can skate with anybody on Carolina. Even Wilson and Dubois, for their size, are very, very good skaters. Well, yeah. Mangiapane can skate. Ryan Leonard can fly. And then on the fourth line, a little bit less so for Duhaime and Dowd, but right now Protas has been on the fourth line. What an amazing transition he's made from just a big guy who's not very good on his edges and doesn't skate well to now someone who's got some decent speed. So up and down the lineup, they're a great combination of size, heavy, what they like to be, and also just a lot faster. The Bevilier trade has really helped them.
Especially that with regard. That speed, yeah.
Like him and Strome on the top line now working in unison. Those guys can skate, right? So they've got that up and down. But Carolina is going to present problems with their speed, with their skating ability. And I just, where I worry about this series is if Washington can't stay out of the box. They took too many penalties for my liking and even got out of their own game and got baited a few times when they can't afford to by Montreal. If that happens against Carolina, remember when they got under the cap skin and there was the,
yeah,
you know, all the fights and the line brawls and everything going back just in April, a month ago, when these teams were playing, then Aho and Svechnikov and those dudes on the power play are going to absolutely take your lunch. So I worry about that. I'm always petrified of like a goal, you know, on the penalty kill from them as well, shorthanded, because, you know, they're that talented and they're able to, with Seth Jarvis, score shorthanded goals too. So for me, it's about how often are they even strength? How does Logan Thompson play? Because I do think special teams, they'll be at a disadvantage.
So the Caps have the longest odds of the teams remaining to win the Cup.
By the way, for the number one seed in the East, for the best team in the NHL in the regular season other than Winnipeg, mm-hmm, and far better in the first round than Winnipeg, who were down two goals with 3 minutes to go last night,
yeah,
and should have been eliminated. And you're saying, and you're right, but you're just mentioning the numbers, the longest odds. They are getting zero respect right now. Zero.
Yeah, the longest odds in the Eastern Conference, tied for the worst odds of it. Again, every team remaining to win their conference.
With
and the long, with actually Winnipeg, ironically. Both are plus 400.
Connor Hellebuck stunk in the first round. He was the best goalie in hockey the last 2 years, winning the Vezina. And they were lucky to get out of their series last night.
And then tied with Toronto is the worst odds to win their current series at plus 150. So somebody doesn't think much of Washington and their resume when it comes to putting this stuff together. Now, we had your buddy Adam Gold on earlier from Carolina, and he made a pretty good point that Florida is the best team on paper, or maybe playing the best right now of anybody. Who knows what happens if momentum carries over with these weird layoffs and everything else. I'll worry about Florida if when we get to play Florida. The challenge in front of them is Carolina, who's got the second best odds in the Eastern Conference to represent the conference and the third best odds overall to win the whole damn thing. So this Carolina club had their stumbles in the regular season, finished 12 points worse than the Capitals, basically 6 wins worse than they did. That's not insignificant. I mean, that's a major gap. And yet they're the heavy prohibitive favorites here to win this series.
Which I understand, I think, because of recent history. I mean, the Capitals have lost a lot of playoff games and a lot of playoff series over the last several years. You got to go back 7 years to find the last time they went on a run. And they just got out of the first round in 5 games. It was an overpowering 4-1 matchup with Montreal. But if you go back and you really pick nits and you go through those games, that was not a, you know, I always talk about expected batting average or like, you know, your Pythagorean win-loss based on differential, what you should be. That probably should have been a 6-game series, not a 5-game series. I think they were lucky to have gotten out of it in 5. You could say the same thing, though, again, about Carolina. They went to overtime. In fact, double overtime with the Devils in Game 5. They went to double overtime with the Devils in Game 3. They won both of those games. What if New Jersey just finishes either of those? Then they play 6. What if New Jersey wins both of those? Again, double overtime. They had chances in those games. Now all of a sudden you're talking about needing to go 7 or maybe even having been eliminated. So it's just interesting to me that Carolina scored fewer goals in the regular season, allowed more goals in the regular season, won less than the Capitals. When they met head-to-head, it was very comparable. You know, both teams got points in 2 of the 4 games. Then in the first round, the Caps were actually more decisively a winner. I agree that it's not the best matchup for Washington, and maybe that's all it is, but to me, the idea that Carolina is a prohibitive favorite, or that the Caps, maybe more importantly, the better point is, are just getting so
zero respect,
disrespected,
yeah,
is kind of silly to me. The Hurricanes came out and in games 1 and 2 at home against the Devils, they waxed them. They outscored them 7-2. Then they went to New Jersey. They needed double overtime and lost that game and then got a 3-goal win and had to go to a game 5. But like, who's more impressive in the first round? Just take both teams' names out of it. The Caps played a lot less hockey and got it done faster. So I'm a little confused by this. If I had to pick the series, I think it goes 7. And I absolutely think Carolina could win the series in 7. I'll pick the Caps in 7. I think it's going to be excruciating. But I totally understand why someone would say Carolina wins the series. But the disrespect of the Capitals makes no sense.
I'm trying to put my finger on it here.
I think it's still how they finish the season, too.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. So that's what I was going to bring up. So two final matchups in April. Okay. One, second game of a back, or no, I guess it wasn't a back to back, but the Caps didn't have much to play for and were listless. And then they tried to fight a bunch at the end. And then in the other, a 5-4 Capitals win in a shootout.
Yes.
I thought most of that game, kind of going back and trying to remember to refresh my matchup here.
That was the night of the OB celebration right after he broke the record on
Long Island. So Carolina, Washington had a good kind of middle part of the sandwich there, scoring three goals in the second period. But as I recall, Carolina was kind of good beginning and end of that game, forced overtime, Washington wins in a shootout. But so it wasn't as if Washington, you know, said, okay, now it's revenge time. Let's really hammer these guys to kick their butts 6 ways from Sunday. You know, Carolina handled them and was probably the better team for more time on the ice that night. But does that mean they should be dominant favorites in the postseason? Not to me, but I'm just trying to put my finger on it. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah, so the only time that they've really been handled with any ease by Carolina was a back-to-back. You'd said that, but kind of correct yourself. They went to Carolina in that game that made you mad where everyone got into all the fights.
Yeah.
And the season's already wrapped up. You got nothing to play for, and they played the previous night. I don't care that much about that game. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, that is not that revealing or telling of a game. At the end of the regular season, when you know that you're in OV hunting record mode and you're on the second night of a back-to-back trying to make sure guys are fresh for the playoffs, I don't think that game's telling at all. It is more telling to me when they met and the Caps won in the shootout. Now, to your point, the Caps were down 2-1 after 20 in that game. They did lead 4-2 going into the third period and then collapsed to even have the game go to the shootout. But how much do you want to focus on the regular season? I don't know. I mean, that's up to everybody. I think at their best, the Caps ceiling is better than the Hurricane ceiling. I really believe that. I think we just saw, what is the point of the regular season? I mean, we just saw the two teams play for months and months and months, and Washington's best was better than Carolina's best. Now, do you get your A game in those games? I don't know. Can Logan Thompson be spectacular? He's got to be. I thought defensively, the Alexiev Van Riemsdyk pair, the third pair of the Caps defenders, was way better than anticipated. Are they going to be able to play at that level again, or do they get exposed? That's going to be fascinating. I certainly think when you go to Carolina, there's some bad matchups waiting there in that regard. John Carlson, I think, has to have a much better series. I don't know if he's completely healthy, but if he is, I'd like to see him with some more rest going into this series, play just a cleaner game in his own end and look a little bit more spry as a skater. But I liked what I saw from Chychrun and Matt Roy, especially, and Van Riemsdyk, who we had on the show a few days ago in that first round. But I feel good. I'm past the point now where I'm confident. There's not a series they could have where I'm confident going in. That's over now.
Yeah, I also would you think that would apply to nearly any fan base? I mean, it's hockey playoffs, right? That's kind of the point, right?
If they are sane and if they have, you know,
experienced anything,
if they've ever lived this, I mean, how could you possibly feel good? Mm-hmm. Like, Carolina fans are not giddy about this matchup. No chance. It's 6 or 7 games. Who gets the bounces? Let's play hockey. But they got a great shot. I cannot believe how much disrespect there is for the Capitals, is all.